Dear listeners, my name is Meira Asher, mother, sound artist, and social documentarist.
In the last few years, I've been working almost only on one subject. Well, it's a subject with many sub-subjects. That was, and that still is, militarization. And trying to reduce it. I not very much believe that music by itself can do the job, because I think that you also need to start acting and be an activist while you do this artwork. This is about channeling the experience of people through a non-compromissive sound work. So it's much beyond music. Reach a form of, I suppose, understanding, a deeper understanding, some form of catharsis, because this is not only about the listener, this is about the circle of the sound source, which in this case is me or the artists that are performing or creating, and then there is the material, and then there is the listener. So it's just this circle. I am alive, I am a dead, I'm gonna go straight to be shredded. No alibi, eyes for an eye, nobody denies me in the sky. I am alive, I am dead, I'm gonna go straight to be shredded. No alibi, eyes for an eye, nobody denies me in the sky. I am alive, I am dead, I'm gonna go straight to be shredded. No alibi. It gets to many places. This I know for sure. One thing I did in the very beginning, in a quite of an innocent way, there was this song that I once created. It's called Daddy Came. So maybe that's an example of another way to do it, to hit people's guts, you know, is that you create something very soft and beautiful. You talk about the most horrible, or the horrible. There's no most, because it can go ad lib, but there it kind of captured a lot of people, and there were a lot of women that were, once they were exposed to it, they started talking about their own experiences of incest. Ima ba omer, ima lo mistakelet, ima lo roa. אמא בא אומר, אמא לא מסתכלת, אמא לא רואה. הפצע בבטן הקטנה ניתז על המיטה. בובה לא בובה, מזוינת, אבא קיבל במתנה. נומי לא נומי, ילדה
קטנה נומי נא נומי מתי תקומי קומי נא
The mother make a connection with the... Okay, first and foremost, make a connection with the girls. Then later, make a connection with the gid man. Then why the gid man? Make a connection with the Arab man. And the Arab man is still under the gid. You know, takes them to Morocco. Then why the same gid man make a connection with the connection man? Then the connection man make a connection... with the guy that will ride the boats to Spain. The madam, the leader, the head, they are those who want girls for business, who wants to bring girls for prostitution so that they have more money. To the madam, goes to the madam. The money goes to the madam. The prostitution business in Nigeria is run by the women.
The more composed pieces like One Blanket Lost about the Nigerian girls being going to work in commercial sex in Europe... or being trafficked, it's a different story because, you know, there you sit and work with the women and they are also a part of the creation. They have some material to offer, which is their own music tradition and the way of expression, their way of storytelling, which they are very good at.
Together, we were about six girls, then she just take us to the shrine. To take an oath.
If I should ever do anything that's going to hurt my madam.
There's a place where they lay down. It's just like they're worshipping.
The oath.
They bring a cock and cut off his neck.
The oath.
And they drop the blood on the...
She drop blood and...
Idol. They bring a cola nut.
And she die.
And cut it into pieces and put the cola nuts where they drop the blood.
The madam even said that.
They ask the first girl to lay down.
If you don't give me my money, you will die.
And take it with her mouth.
You will die.
They ask the girls to cut her nails... our hell, we give it to them, then we die.
This is about transferring information. So for example, with these radio pieces, once I'm finishing to produce 5, 6, 7 of them and showing different angles of the situation right now, I can basically spread it among young people who are between the ages of 14 and 18, just before they go to serve in the military, so they can have a good alternative information as opposed to what they are being almost forced to listen to in school.
Muhammad, Muhammad,
he
is sick.
You're sick?
Yeah.
That's the food.
The food and the...
Stand up!